If you haven't already heard, Qtopia is a monumental organisation that is educating the Australian public on queer history through exhibitions, education and engagement. Recently provided a permanent home near Oxford Street, Qtopia will be opening Sydney's first queer museum in February next year, just before Sydney's World Pride hits Australian shores. We are now joined by Qtopia CEO, Greg Fisher. How are you going, Greg, this afternoon?
Hi, how are you?
I am fantastic. This is amazing that it's happening. I'm super excited about it. How are you feeling about it so far? Is it like a stressful time or, you know, is it kind of dying down?
It's a dream that's starting to come to reality for a lot of people who have put in a couple of years of hard work to bring together the government, to bring together curators and the community with all levels of support to make this happen. Because this is to bring a museum to life is something that is quite a huge undertaking. It's very exciting times. We're looking forward to bringing it to the community.
Definitely. And why do you think it's so important that the community gets to know about the queer history within like Sydney and all of Australia?
I think that what is really important now is that people have a safe place to go and explore their own identity, or to actually share what they believe their identity is or know their identity is with their peers. That could be their family, it could be their work colleagues, it could be their school friends. Place where you can go and understand what it actually means to be gay or lesbian or trans or intersex, etc. And to understand and to make sure that you understand your own identity and you don't fear it and that other people don't fear it as well. That's a very important aspect. Similarly, I think it's important for the younger generation to know on whose shoulders we all stand for how we can live today. And that is that we have the freedoms of marriage. In fact, I only just got married about 8 weeks ago.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And that would not have happened without the change of the law. And a lot of people had to go through a lot of suffering to get to that point. So we've gone from illegality to legality. We've gone from oppression to freedom. And we've got a long way to go. But there's been a journey to get this far. And I think that that needs to be celebrated and understood so that we can then take things forward from here.
Yeah, definitely. And it's going to be a museum. How are you like laying it out? Like, what are like some of the exhibitions going to look like? How's the museum going to flow? Is it going to flow like how history kind of flowed through, you know, years of time?
That's a very interesting question, and more so for the curators than for myself as in the CEO role. My job is to bring the parties together, bring all the government, the money, etc., and then hand over to our very clever designers and curators to bring the stories to life. But we're starting off at the Bandstand, which is a small, very well-known building opposite the St. Vincent's Hospital in Green Park. And it's unique in that it is in the centre of what has been a lot of gay and lesbian activity over a long period of time, whether it be from King's Cross or the hospital itself, the wall, and it has a whole history as well, and of course the campus of Oxford Street. There are stories and characters revolving around that building, and that's where we will be starting because we've managed to secure that property from the council. During World Pride, we'll add to that with an exhibition within the National Art School as well, which is fantastic. So then ultimately, we hope to move into our own bigger premises, and we've made no secret of the fact that we would like the old Darlinghurst Police Station. Number one, it's proximity to Oxford Street, and number two, it's a building in which many gay men in particular were taken to simply because they were gay, and they were taken there. They're often bashed and arrested and so on, simply, as I said, because they were acting at that time illegally. It would be good to liberate that property and to bring it into the possession of the gay community, of the queer community, so that we have that property to as ours going forward. But to start off with, we hope to have an exhibition that relates with both celebration, and there'll be certain specific characters and so on that will be celebrated to bring our stories to life, and also memorial in terms of what happened during the HIV/AIDS period, the medical response, the political response, and importantly, the huge humanitarian response. Back then, and I'm old enough to remember, we said, if we're going to die, we're going to die dancing. And Australia, Sydney in particular, led the world in the AIDS response. And given we've just gone through a pandemic now, I think it's really pertinent that we actually bring that to life and make sure that people understand it as well.
Yeah, it's super exciting that you're going to be in Darlinghurst, like Oxford Street. It's an amazing place to be and start kind of like this museum and like the movement. It's super important. Has there ever been a story that you've heard from maybe someone in the, you know, LGBT community that you have like, that's kind of like motivated you through like hard times to kind of get this museum out?
Absolutely. In fact, I remember many years ago receiving a phone call when I was when I was heading up a different company, and I received a phone call through my secretary at the time that there was a young man who had read a story about me, and he was inspired to go and tell his family that he was gay. And he was actually bashed by his family and thrown out of the house. I actually took off from my office and went out there and spent about 3 months counseling both the family and the young man. He was very young at the time, to the point where we finally got the family reunited, and in the interim had that young boy live with his grandmother. There are other stories. I know one of my co-directors, Ian Roberts, who faces these sorts of stories all the time, where he's often called upon to assist with different situations that are still occurring today. And he has had friends who have committed suicide from simply not knowing or understanding or not being able to deal with their identity. And it's for those people and for others who are struggling with their identity that we really want to make this a success.
Yeah, I know. Thank you so much for sharing those stories. I know they're like really hard to speak about, and it's just like, thanks for being real, Greg. I really appreciate you, you know, sharing that story with us and just telling us how much this, you know, museum means to the community, and that I'm really excited now that it's actually going to be happening in February. Also, I'm pretty sure in March, isn't it like Mardi Gras? So it's kind of like,
yeah, well, there's World Pride and Mardi Gras all around that time. And
awesome.
You know, two massive organizations that are doing an incredible job. They're going to be bringing a lot of people from overseas to our shores. And what we are doing is working with them to make sure that our small contribution will be meaningful and will be a part of that history-making event, having the International Pride here in Sydney in 2023.
That is so good. I want to thank you so much, Craig, for coming on to SEL Drive this afternoon and sharing this with me.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for talking to me.